Wimbledon starts in June, and it's in a tough political spot on the court. This week, it banned players from Russia and Belarus for their country's roles in the Ukraine war. And that means no Wimbledon for the number two men's player in the world, Daniil Medvedev. And on the women's side, Aryna Sabalenka of Belarus. She's number five in the world. But the men's and the women's tours are not happy, nor are many individual players. We have Christopher Clary on the line. He's tennis correspondent for the New York Times. Hi, Christopher.
Hey, good afternoon to you.
Okay, Wimbledon operates independently from the men's and women's tours. Can you tell us a little bit more about its thinking behind this ban?
Yeah, this has been a long time coming. As soon as the war broke out in Ukraine, since the invasion, there's been a lot of discussion within tennis about how to react. Wimbledon's been thinking about it. Its government's become increasingly proactive about it. And they were basically asked by the government, kind of strongly recommended, to make a move. And one of the possibilities was to ask Belarusian and Russian players to sign essentially a disclaimer saying that they were not going to have any connections to the Russian government and not be able to in any way support the war or show any sort of connection to the regime in place, which put those players in a potentially difficult situation with families back in the country and things like that. So I think they basically felt they had to make a decision like this at Wimbledon because in some ways it made the decision easier for the players and cleaner. Didn't put them in a tough position, but there's been a lot of, as you said, blowback to the announcement yesterday.
Well, Novak Djokovic, the number one player in the world, called the decision crazy, and the men's and women's tours have criticized this move too. I mean, this does punish these players, doesn't it?
It does. As somebody said, you know, no doubt the Ukrainians are the victims here, but by making this choice, it makes the Belarusian and Russian players into victims as well. So there is that aspect. It's not a done deal yet in the sense that Wimbledon has announced its intention along with its grass court events that lead in like Eastbourne and Queen's Club. But there's a chance that the ATP or WTA could create some issues legally. This does break an agreement with the Grand Slams about how players are allowed to enter. Wimbledon has not banned any players like this of a certain nationality since post-World War II in the 1940s when Germany and Japan were banned from playing at Wimbledon with their players for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. So, Christopher, how does this change who is favored to win?
Well, to be honest with you, Aryna Sabalenka, the player you mentioned before on the women's side, she reached the semifinals last year and has a wonderful game for grass. So certainly her being out of it affects that balance. But Medvedev is no great grass court player. I do think that the main players at Wimbledon will still be the main players. But it's a question of principle, and I think there's a fair bit of institutional will on the part of the tours to try to fight this in some way. So we'll see what happens next.
Yeah. Okay, and any sense that other Grand Slam tournaments, the French Open, the U.S. Open, could follow suit?
There has not been the same sort of backbeat to it for the moment. The French Open there's a presidential election on Sunday. If things were to go one way or the other, it could have some small impact on what they decide to do. But as of now, there's been no sign from the U.S. Open or French Open, which are the other two Grand Slams to come this year, that they intend to follow Wimbledon's lead on this.
All right, New York Times tennis correspondent Christopher Clary, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.